Welcome back to the Hardline. Enter at your own risk.
The difference in the clothes she wears down to me. The change has come. She's under master.
Welcome back to the Hardline. John Hadley, Bob Ramsey, Matt Rocchio, TJ Moe might make an appearance later if he comes back from our DePere corporate offices. And we'll see how that goes. We obviously talking Blues. We're going to divert to the Cardinals here in a minute. Hockey Bob's been on the line. And, you know, to try and change our focus from being nervous, one of the things, you know, talk about players playing with a chip on their shoulder, it can turn nervousness into that focused aggression. And so here, listening to Hockey Bob for all of our fans will allow their nervousness to turn into focused aggression against Hockey Bob.
So interesting.
So, Bob, go ahead. You're going to help everybody.
Well, I'm going to do my best. You know, I understand a lot of people wear their emotions on their sleeves when they watch these games. I'm not one of those people. So I'm going to try to ease your worries a little bit. I know Bob and John have a lot more worries than Matt just because of their age. But you guys always talk about something called the eye test. Well, I'm going to give you three facts about what's going on with this series right now that totally go into your eye test theory. Number one, since the second period of Game 2, the Blues have outscored the Sharks 11-4. In the last two games, the Sharks have committed 12 freaking penalties. Most of them are because they're getting tired. Number three, John, you mentioned something earlier about the Blues having to catch San Jose. If you watched that game on Sunday, you saw something. You had to see this. Every time San Jose had the puck, they were cycling, they were moving it around, but the Blues were on San Jose like the mustard that covers the hot dogs that Hadley eats. Consequently,
Bob, you're doing material now?
No, I'm just throwing this out there, Bob.
Wow.
I'm just trying to take after you.
Like
you're my idol. You're my idol, Bob Ramsey. I'm just trying to take after you. And then lastly, when the Blues had the puck in the game, the Blues were skating away the San Jose Sharks like the mustard that drools out of Hadley's mouth as he's eating the hot dog.
My point is this: there is no freaking way that San Jose even stays close to the Blues tonight.
This will be epic. I mean, you talk about injuries. Injuries are one of the big things that you have to win a Stanley Cup. The Sharks have four guys right now. They're four top guys who aren't even at 100%. Guys, I'm telling you right now, I'll buy all you a shake or all you whatever you want if the Sharks win tonight. I guarantee you, you guys can ease your worries. And, John, if you need somebody to ease your tension to watch the game, I'll come over and watch it with you.
No, hey. No, we don't know where John lives. That's okay.
Dogs.
We're not giving out his address yet. Thanks, Bob, I think. Does some material, has a callback, and he was so fired up, and my kids say I'm getting deaf anyway. But
I ain't no hollerback girl.
But he said, at first he said, I'll buy you guys a Sanka. He said, shake. He said, I'll buy you all a shake, but I thought he said a Sanka.
Sanka? Sanka was like one of the greatest things to ever come out at the time.
Yeah. Anyway, so, no, I don't want him buying a shake.
Let me tell you something.
You know what he did say there, but let me interrupt your personal interruption.
I just want this game to be over. Either way, I just want this game to be over with.
The one salient point I think Bob made was, and he didn't say it as well as I'm going to say it, fatigue creates penalties, which will create opportunities. And fatigue and injury. Now here's the other thing, and here's why coaches are insane. They won't put in perhaps as talented of players to fill in for the injured guys, but they'll be fresh.
And you know what? They have nothing to lose and everything to gain, Bob.
What I hope they do is
those guys, this is their chance.
What I hope they do is come out too aggressive as opposed to that tight style that you and I were talking about they should try. That they come out too aggressive to try and make a point. And they either take penalties or create opportunities by being overly aggressive, and the Blues take advantage of it. That's my hope for the Blues.
Man. Here's exactly, Bob, Here's exactly what I want to do today, guys. I'm just saying. This is all I want to do. This is all I want to do.
What's happening?
I just want to fly away until this game's over with, man. I don't want to watch this game. I'm not going to go to this game. I just want to fly away. Because the opportunity for the St. Louis Blues to play for Lord Stanley's Cup is too much for me to fathom.
Don't kill your virgin, please.
Unbelievable. I can't believe this is happening.
I like the old school sound effect, Phil.
Thanks for the heads up.
I do it my way, Rock, because it was the better and most effective way.
By the way, I learned something today. I knew about this song. I actually didn't. I had no idea this was Lenny Kravitz. I just knew this song
of course
for years
Kravitz.
Being played in every movie in the late 90s that I can think of in early 2000s. Yeah. I honestly had no idea it was Lenny Kravitz.
It's the only good song Lenny Kravitz ever made.
Oh, I don't know about that. His cover of American Woman is spectacular.
That's true. That is true. I stand corrected.
And as usual.
And I... TJ Moe joins us.
By the way, like Carson Wentz.
Just dye your hair a little bit.
It would explain so much more if you were a redhead.
I can see some highlights.
The lack of the soul. The lack
of highlights when I was a kid.
The lack of the soul, I can see it too, yeah. This makes sense.
This makes no sense at all. Carson Wentz is a fine young fellow that's never going to win a Super Bowl because his hair is the wrong color.
Dude, right. Bob? Does he and Carson Wentz not have an eerie similarity to him?
From 40 feet.
Right. Yeah. Without my glasses. But
right.
Still.
But still.
I think, what's TJ doing on TV? He's not at the show.
I belong on TV.
Well.
And certainly not at the
show. Yeah, maybe, what, in a perp walk?
Maves. Yeah, Maves.
The guy walking out into the woods and Freddie number 12.
What?
You never saw Halloween?
No, that was scary.
You never saw Freddy Krueger? You know Freddy Krueger is?
So we'll give you a quick synopsis here.
Okay.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Tight cheeks abound in the River City.
Really?
In particular in this studio. And John...
I'm sorry, are you doing a read for a strip club?
Oh, that would work.
It would work. I'm saying it would work. That's all I'm saying.
Wow. On the marquee. Blues fans have tight cheeks. We do, too.
By the way, TJ, I must give you credit because you and I were discussing the other day. I was saying how much I thought you could make a case that Perron was the best player on the ice. Jay Bouwmeester at times was spectacular on Sunday.
He was very good.
You know, here's
a
guy.
Spectacular.
Here's a guy that, in my views, has bounced back from the middle of the season on. Like most of the other guys who have bounced back and been part of the team after what I thought was a very disappointing 2.5 seasons. Now, we've learned subsequently that most of that came from pretty severe injury. But I also then, I think, knowing that, I think management is culpable by overplaying him while he was hurt.
Maybe, but Gunnarsson was hurt too, and they didn't get Delzato until later.
No,
they didn't
I'm,
have anybody.
I'm going back
all last
two and a half years.
Okay.
And I think it's fair. It was fair at the time. I feel like to think, okay, the guy's just gotten old.
Well, he had surgery this offseason.
But he hasn't played well, in my view, for 2.5 years.
Because they opted not to have surgery, in my opinion. I think that.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. So management is culpable in the performance that we saw that I analyzed as poor performance or poorer performance that deserve less minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it might have helped him get out of it sooner. But anyway, my point was, that was just my background to say that Bouwmeester has been, many of us talking about it, one of those guys that have come up big and back to playing kind of hockey he played 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and what you were hoping for to have a veteran presence in postseason, something that is absolutely critical. And I tip my cap to him for overcoming all that stuff and providing exactly what they needed.
Yeah.
Well, he's a vet. And I actually think he has helped Parayko grow up, too.
I agree.
Parayko didn't become this version of Parayko until he was on this pairing with Bomeister.
I think it's a great point.
And I think Parayko's athleticism and Bomeister helping him out and kind of harness it has helped Bomeister stay alive this season, because I think there's a lot of times this year where Bomeister's been able to play kind of a smaller scale, a smaller scope, because Parayko's been covering for him, and that's really helped Jay Bomeister.
Boys, all they have to do is just look across the bay.
We're on a river.
See what he did there? San Jose.
Look across the bay.
Just kind of by the bay.
All they have to do is look across the bay to realize that since the Warriors lost Durant and Cousins, they've won 6 straight playoff games.
Yeah.
Yep.
Injuries are injuries. Next man up, can he get the job done?
Maybe. Name me the 3 Hall of Famers left on the Sharks.
Joe Thornton, based on recent reports, invented the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Thornton is
Gary Payton with the Lakers.
You're right.
No. And Karl Malone with the Lakers.
No, I don't.
Payton. I picked the wrong one. Sorry.
If Joe Thornton were in a Blues uniform, I'd put him on the ice tonight without a problem. If Joe Thornton was on the Blues tonight, I'd put him on the ice in a Blues uniform. Unquestionably tonight.
That's fine. The only point I was trying to make there was that he's not the Joe Thornton that he was. He's not the Joe Thornton that he was 15 years ago.
Oh, on the bench.
No, but all he has to be is the Joe Thornton of old for 60 minutes.
Yeah. We'll see.
Well, we saw one time.
No.
And guess what happened?
No, I do that to react to really not him, but the media fawning. Again, if they can keep it tight, you don't need. What's the song? And I never get it right. I almost feel like President Bush. You only have to be great. Play as well as you did once.
That's definitely not it.
No.
I'm not as good as I once was, but I'm as good as I ever was.
That's not it either, but it's closer.
But I'm better than I used to be.
No.
That's definitely not it.
The point is...
Are you sure I didn't get it?
I'm pretty sure you were close. But my point is...
Coach Ivy used to tell us that, our strength coach. I'm not as good as I once was, but once I'm as good as I ever was.
Okay, I don't think he got it right. I don't think he got it right. But
where's Coach Ivy today?
The point is
Louisville.
I'm just trying to quote Tim McGraw over here, and I don't see why you guys have a problem with it.
The point is Thornton. He only needs a Hall of Famer moment or two in a close game.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
I literally mean moment.
Yes, TJ, that's my point. Is that there's still enough players on that team?
No doubt.
If Pavelski plays, Logan Couture, Thornton.
Burns.
There's still enough guys.
There are plenty.
Now, would you rather play San Jose minus Hurdle and Carlson?
Sure.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
Hell yes. But it's not like suddenly this team is void of different players who are potential difference makers.
Yeah, you're not playing the Chicago Wolves now.
No.
That was a good team for a while, though.
Explain this video you're showing me.
So this is a practice video from the morning skate. I don't believe this is Martin Jones. I think it's the backup goalie who's getting into it with one of the Sharks forwards. And obviously there are no nameplates, so you can't tell who's who here. But there is a scuffle. This is the Zach Sanford moment.
They're trying to get their moment.
Something was going on. One of the forwards out of line. Because a backup goalie, your job, Cam has told us this 10,000 times. Your job is to be Mr. Morale. Get everybody up. Everything's good. You're not going to play. Okay.
Right.
You're not playing. So Cam always said, look, I wasn't really playing. I was going to fight, and I was there to make sure guys were in a good mood. That was Cam's job, especially at the tail end of his career, right? He's like, sometimes I play 2 minutes.
He brought the Starbucks,
and he gave a great opening speech right before he didn't play. This, by the way, these are Cam's these are Cam's words. Cam, we all do this to some degree. Cam was a lot more important than Cam makes himself sound. But in Cam's words, he said, look, I may have played 2 minutes. Go look at the box scores. There's a lot of games that I played 2 minutes. But my job was to, hey, good job, dude. Hey, here's whatever. Just Mr. Morale, keep everybody up. That's the backup goaltender. That's what you do. And he's here sticking his stick up somebody's ass with one of the forwards that I don't know who's who. Again, I don't know what's what. This just came up on my Twitter feed. It was very similar to Charlie Morrow Carter, whoever the Fox 2 camera guy was, the Bertuzzo, Zach Sanford fight. You know how they just catch the end of it? Similar here. They're watching a guy who's trying to get tips next to the net, and then they flash over, and you just catch the tail end of what happened. But it's two guys slashing each other, and then they kind of break it up. But, yeah, there's a little bit of not a whole lot of fun going on there at the Enterprise.
No, in fact, Tanner Yates had told me earlier today that I guess it would have been game two. I'm trying to remember. Game four. The last time San Jose was here, that during their practice, there was a lot of chirping, a lot of talking, and, you know, this, that, and the other thing. They were very animated. She said for the most part, today's practice, you could hear a pin drop.
The Blues are talking about?
No. San Jose.
Interesting.
San Jose. For the most part, you could hear a pin drop.
Maybe those guys are trying to get everybody up.
Yeah. I mean, they know. They
get their blood up.
I'm telling you, it's like I said, a wounded animal cornered. They know. I can't believe that this team will come out any more focused for any game this year than they will the start of this game.
I would be shocked if they were flat.
Right.
Now, it doesn't mean the Blues couldn't come out and score early.
Exactly.
Like it is, isn't it amazing how that has become kind of their trend? Score really early and then get something going. Now, that wouldn't surprise me, but I also wouldn't be surprised if the Sharks come out just playing crazy. Now, maybe you can't sustain that for more than 3 or 4 shifts, 5 minutes, maybe even 10 minutes, but that might be all it would take.
And the Blues have created these opportunities early.
Yeah.
You know, yes, you had a fortunate bounce off a skate. But
Steen went back there and crushed Burns.
And if Barbashev's not there.
Yeah, that's right. That's
and
exactly
puts
right.
A, you know,
that was a hell of a hit on Brett Burns, by the way.
Unbelievable. Maybe the most important hit of the. If the Blues wind up playing this weekend, it might be the most important hit of the entire tournament for them.
I don't think people saw the lead up. Like, you watched Alexander Steen turn on the Jets like I don't think I've seen this year. That was full steam ahead, and then he to hit a Brett Burns. Brett Burns is a big target, I get it, but to get him behind the net after going around the other side, that was spectacular. And yes, it went off their stick and whatever, and that's what DeBoer tried to say. Oh, well, we've knocked in both goals. Yeah, and then you got beat, and that's what happens sometimes.
Well, but if there's not a Blue, exactly right. if the Blues don't create that pressure, create those type of turnovers, have guys in front of the net battling for the puck, then those type of things don't happen.
So if we are in San Jose radio, here's what I'd be saying today. I don't care if San Jose wins or loses.
How do you get inside a radio?
John, you couldn't fit, okay?
What about the big jumbo models from the four? No, you still couldn't fit.
If we were on San Jose radio, yes, we'd be saying...
We'd be saying this. This game will tell us everything we need to know about the guts of this team. Because there are a lot of teams, and I don't know, we just talked about all the special guys they got on the team, but there are a lot of teams that after getting pummeled the way they did and beat up the way they are, that would come out and they're done. Mm-hmm. And the game is already over and there's nothing. That's feasible here. And it tells you a whole hell of a lot about a team if they crumble. I wouldn't expect that. But I think that's potentially in the cards here for a guy.
Maybe.
Your captain might be out. In my opinion, he should be out because I think he just sustained his second concussion in 3 weeks. That was a Petrangelo elbow to the head. He got knocked down. Look, he didn't injure his shoulder. He didn't just get the wind knocked out of him. He got hit in the head, and he stood up and skated directly to the locker room. Like, that's a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk all the time, and we sort of joke around, me and Kim, we got hit in the head. Bro, you get 2 concussions in 3 weeks, this is life-threatening
stuff. It's a
problem. You come out and get a third one, there have been kids on football fields that have died getting concussions that quickly because your brain swells so fast. You could die. So I don't think you should be playing tonight. He probably will, but I can imagine that you won't be the same guy after sustaining 2 concussions that quickly.
Let me just put it to you this way. You have Vlasic. You still have Braun. You still have Nyquist. You still have Kane. You still have Meyer. You still have Carlson, the other Carlson.
Mm-hmm.
You still have potentially Pavelski, Couture, Thornton. There's enough players on that team.
If they can control the pace.
Correct.
And keep it really tight, then they only need their great players to be great for a moment.
The Blues were already deeper than this team to begin with.
Right.
Now they're much deeper.
Mm-hmm.
But to John's point, if their first line outdoes the Blues' first line by 3 goals, it doesn't matter how deep you are.
You know, and the other thing is, too, because of the Blues' depth, and if DeBoer spreads out his best defensive players – maybe this is a game that your top 2 lines go nuts. Although Schwartz with a hat trick and Tarasenko scoring. So really.
Yeah, do that again.
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Yeah.
But if you're DeBoer, you really can't. You can't even worry about matchups and things. You've just got to make it the best defensive, tightest defensive game you can possibly play. and try and be close at the end.
You weren't here yesterday, John, but you would have good perspective watching so much hockey. I don't know where San Jose goes from here because they're not faster than the Blues, and especially with Carlson being out, he was a guy that could outskate you. And they're not more physical than the Blues, and that's not even close. So you can't just go to one thing and say, we're going to change up our style here. I don't think it's in the cards. I don't know what you focus on.
I think they'll be a much more defensively responsible team. One, because of need, but two, let me tell you something, guys. Carlson may be the worst defensive defenseman I've ever seen in my life.
It's easy for you to say.
He is.
Does anybody know what he's talking about?
He is a spectacular
offensive defenseman.
He is a top 10 all-time offensive defenseman.
He's Shattenkirk
literally
on steroids.
Top 10 all-time. Probably top 5 I've ever witnessed myself.
He don't like to guard you much.
No. Defensively.
He prefers you score so he can get the puck back.
He's like the James Harden of the NHL. You know, if
Rock
I happen,
is so proud of you right now.
If I happen to be in the vicinity.
I'll put a hand up.
Exactly. So, one, they will be more defensively responsible. Two, you're right. The Blues have developed, and I emphasize the word developed, a much more aggressive physical style. Same guys that played like a bunch of giners.
Sissies, we'll go with that.
For half a season.
I've never heard the term. Like the New York Giants?
It's pronounced Gina, but okay.
You know, but they have developed this. I'm not expecting them to out-hit the Blues. I'm expecting them to hit. San Jose can play. Nyquist can get in your face.
Yeah.
Burns can tear you up. Braun can hit you. I mean, they have guys who are capable of being more physical and more attentive to the physical aspects of the game that haven't been. I mean, I saw Braun for the first time. Was it game 5 that Braun laid out? Was it Barbashev? Who did he lay out?
I think it was 5, yeah. Yep.
It was 5.
It was 5.
You know, I mean,
that was the thing that you thought might have got him going. They turned right down. Yep.
So it's possible. It's possible. All I know is that there's been endless examples, which is why I'm sort of looking at this as a 2-hour. Feature, not a one. Because I think the Blues are more than capable than going to San Jose and winning there. More than capable of doing it. You know?
I don't want
to. So, I'm not... Oh, I... No, I will lose my mind.
John,
no,
me, bad juju. Focus on tonight.
But me, I'm just tonight. I'm just saying... This. I just know the way that this sport is played. I've seen the script to me. This is not going to be the blowout everybody thinks it's going to be.
Let me ask you, the last part of what we talked about yesterday, within that, is perhaps the only way, and I think this is eventually what we kind of came to, that San Jose has a real chance tonight, is focused defensively and offensively, pretty much say, we're not interested, we will take chances from your mistakes. Because
exactly,
the Blues'
right.
forecheck has
you
been
have to
so good.
But that's what they're saying. That's what they have to do, is they have to create their own opportunities in the offensive zone by forechecking and making things happen. San Jose.
See, I'm wondering if, and it makes sense, I'm wondering if they have been so, with the Blues, now obviously we saw with the Tarasenko shot and such, the Blues have actually done a really good job of taking advantage of opportunities, similar to how San Jose did the first 3 games or so.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if, because they don't have especially if Pavelski's out, the same offensive guys, if they say, we're going to have to wait until we block a shot and we're going to get an odd man rush. Because that's as best
that's
as we
what
can
I
hope
think.
For.
That's what I think. And I think that your hope is that those opportunities come up because you frustrate the Blues into overplaying it and making more mistakes than they've made the last couple of games.
Yes. Yeah, I mean,
that's what they got to try and do.
I think you nailed it. I think that's exactly it. John, we have a good text, and I'm not sure why we didn't think of this. Hipster Tower Grove South fit into the radio. I hear they had to build the radio station around Hadley to assure a comfortable fit.
Yes, they did. I brought aboard this little show called Tim McKernan and Company. It makes a dollar or two. And who's that other guy that they added to this thing? Cusimano. Yeah, but they built it around me. Yeah.
No, I think he meant to say when John sits around the station, he sits around the station.
Oh, that's where he was going.
Oh!
so you were saying with John Physically. Irons his clothes, he needs to do it on the driveway?
I still don't get it. I think he was mostly saying they said, we're going to build this station physically, and they sat John's ass right here, and they
John
said, all right, now
red,
put up the wall. That's how much space we need.
Oh, see, I thought he meant that they built the whole station around my incredible talents.
The
interesting interpretation.
Says you guys are backtracking enough for the entire fan base. I don't
backtracking
one time.
Talking about what we – really, it all started by me.
I just said the Blues could win a game seven. How's that backtracking?
What would I do if I were DeBoer and trying to figure out what's got to be the game plan and the tactics tonight? And that's what I think they've got to try and do.
We will do our predictions at the end, but I can tell you now, I'm predicting the Blues to win. I told you guys last Thursday
I think so too.
That Blues are going to win three straight and be done with
you
it.
Did.
I will say this much. Well, after they went down 2-1, I said if the Blues play this way, then the rest of the series are going to win it.
So I want to recap now. Here. John said, I can assure you the Blues will have no trouble whatsoever with San Jose. And then John said,
which up to this point they really haven't.
Right before the series started, how could I have possibly known Pavelski was coming back? San Jose in seven.
And see, you have to be willing to go with the flow like a twig in the wind.
What does that mean?
So all I'm saying is,
I don't get it.
You can't just make a definitive statement.
Yeah, no,
and
that's
stick
what we
by
do.
It.
But you make
because,
15 different definitive statements,
no,
and then
I,
pick
I
the
speak
one that
of,
fit
I,
closest.
No, because I speak of the present. I speak of the present. If I picked the Blues to win in five and Binnington went down, am I supposed to stick with my pick?
Bro, this is not about people going down. Yesterday, finally, people went down, or whatever, game five, people finally went down when the Blues were crushing them.
Sis, let me tell you something. Get it?
Hey, the next TMA Live is brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. TMA Live will be taking place Wednesday, May 29th at Hot Shots and Fenton. Coming out and partake with Fellowship Show, Fellow Lemmings, while enjoying an ice-cold Budweiser. There will be some great giveaways as well as food and drink specials. Make sure you check that out, boys and girls. I think we're talking to Cam Jansen at 2:05, everyone.
Correct.
Can't wait. Can't frickin' wait. And we got a bunch of texts from you guys that we will read on the other side. It's Hardline.